Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I do have ears.
I do have ears.
And boy, they are working.
And boy, they are working.
I have eyes.
I have eyes.
And I'm seeing more than I ever seen before. And my heart is alive. To receive your truth.
To receive your truth.
Way down inside of me.
Way down inside of me.
And it's a truth for me.
And it's truth for me.
To permeate.
Permeate
the inner man,
and
excite the inner man,
with the real truth of you,
in this Passover feast. Amen. John 13, verse 1. It was just before the Passover feast, and Jesus knew that the time had come for him to leave this world. The time had come for him to go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he now showed them the full extent of his love. Watch this part. Having loved his own who were in the world. Does that mean that they were worldly? No, they were Jews. But they were in the world, meaning they thought and acted and react like the world. And he showed them the full extent of his love. So now his actions and his reactions are going to change what's going on inside of them, and that's what we're about to see. The evening meal was being served, and the devil had already prompted Judas Iscariot, son of Simon, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. Look at that revelation. Do you understand that you also came from God?
Amen.
And you're going to return to God.
Amen.
And you're either going to return with a star or with a check mark, depending on what you believe. If you believe that everything has been washed away and you are fully righteous because of what he did, you're going to have a star. But if you have a bunch of check marks about all your failures and your confession of those failures, you're going to walk in and he's going to say, "Where's your faith? Did you believe what I did on the cross for you, wiped away everything? Or do you still have a list of do's and don'ts that you force yourself into in order to match my holiness?" That's what he was picking on me last night. And he picked on me again this morning. And he said, "You are sometimes in the law and it's so comfortable you want to remain there because you've lived there. And you act accordingly. But when the truth comes, and the truth is downloaded to you that I love you without shame, without condition, you don't believe it. You don't accept it. It's only for those that you minister to, or those that you carry in your heart, that you perceive are better than you or higher than you." Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand." later, when you perceive I've taken you over these years and revealed to you certain things, and now you think differently, you act differently, you react differently, and you're seeing my glory in you, but yet you don't realize how much I've already done compared to what I'm about to do. You see, I truly believe that there are plateaus in our lives where we go up a section and we reach that plateau and we sit there.
Yep.
And we get comfy.
Yep.
And the Lord is saying, get uncomfortable, because Peter was uncomfortable. He didn't want his foot washed. Probably they weren't perfect. Being a fisherman, he was probably torn and probably some bad spots or whatever, you know. And he was embarrassed. And I remember having quite a talk with one of our men that was part of our church years back, and having to sit down with this individual because he really meant he could never let anybody touch his feet. Never mind wash his feet. And we went into a very deep conversation. And then, you know, if you listen to what's coming after, you're going to be impressed to see. Verse 6. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, Lord, are you going to wash my feet? Jesus replied, You do not realize now what I am doing, but later on you will understand. No, said Peter, you shall never wash my feet. Wash the... Who's speaking through Peter?
See.
Soul.
Oh, soul.
It's not his spirit. It's his soul. Jesus answered, and this is very important, unless I wash you, you have no part with me. That's where the rubber meets the road. Unless I wash you, you have no part with me. The Lord said, Simon Peter replied, not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well. Verse 10 should have a circle around it. Jesus answered, a person who has had a bath needs only to wash his feet. His whole body is clean, and you are clean, though not every one of you. For he knew who was going to betray him. And that was why he said not everyone was clean. Every person who has washed, had a bath, needs only to wash his feet. His whole body is clean, and you are clean, though not every one of you, etc. I've shared with you that there's a war sometimes going on inside of us when we approach a person to go forward in obedience. As we go forward tonight, there may be needs for intercession as you wash each other's feet. When I say intercession, let's not pray out of our minds. Let the Holy Ghost pray. If you get interpretation, you need to give it out. If you have a word of knowledge, you need to give it out. If someone has had their foot washed and the Holy Spirit says they need to go for seconds, please obey. Because you see, this is training for obedience. You say, how can we handle 1,000? 3,000 came for one sermon by Paul. Peter. Acts chapter 2. I can tell you that I have asked that question. What do we do if we get an overflow? He said, did I ever leave you without room? I said, no.
I also said, Lord, am I ready for a crowd? He said, who's going to prepare you? Yourself? And of course, I did remind him that I could handle 300-400. That was not a problem. I could handle 1,200 and 1,400 when I was in Canada, because he took care of it, not me. He used me. So, you see, a number is just a mental attitude that you have. And when Peter was listening to the Lord, he had no problem telling him, I don't want my feet washed. Then he changes his mind and he flips over to the other side and said, I need a bath. And the Lord said, but, you know, think about why I'm washing your feet. It's because I know that you are aware that I came from God and that I am the great I am, and I'm washing your feet. Can you go as low as me and wash your brother's feet? Okay. Three times I see this vision coming back, and so I'm going to speak it. We had a foot washing when I was at Grace, and I had an issue with what the Lord had chosen to speak through a beautiful little woman, little tiny lady, no bigger than Linda. She was also a pianist. She was wonderful. She had an awesome talent. And I had a word in my heart that I couldn't receive, that had been given to me many, many years before. And I was pondering on it. And that night, how the Holy Spirit orchestrated the two of us, that she would wash my foot, our feet. And she began to wash my foot, right foot, I believe. And the tears started hitting my leg. Those were not normal tears. They were like burning fire going right through my leg. They didn't stay on the top. It felt like it was just penetrating. And as she began to release her spirit and intercede in the spirit, she repeated the words that I had heard like 7 or 8 years before from another person, that I had questioned the validity of that word. It was not something I could receive without a confirming word. So the following few days, I was pondering about it. And I remember exactly where I was. I was at the bench at the Y, and I was half undressed, and I'm about to put my sneakers back on or something. And the Lord said, don't put it on just yet. Why can't you now, even after I've spoken to you twice, over a period of years, yes, and what that little woman went through to give that word to you, why are you still arguing with me about my opinion of your future? Say ouch. See, God's opinion of your future cannot be stifled because of your unbelief. Because if you do, you limit him. He'll never be able to do with you what you cannot receive, because it's only for them and not for you. So the rubber meets the road when that truth and you say, okay, I am going to purpose in my heart to receive that as your truth for me. How you're going to do it is not up to me. It's up to me to receive the word in spite of my brain, in spite of my unbelief, in spite of what I limit you with.
I will never reach my destiny unless I am willing to accept the preparation works. You don't take a child in second grade and put them in the first year of college the following month or year. There's a gradual growth that goes on. Say amen.
Amen.
And that gradual growth could not stop unless you plateau and stay there for a year or 5 years or 10 years. And why should you plateau? Because you're comfortable with where you're at. And the Lord said, if you would only open up, let me wash you of these thought patterns that you walk in on a daily basis, because he's washing your feet. He wants your walk to go higher.
Exactly.
That's what he wants. You've got a ladder to climb. You can't climb it with your hands. You need your feet. All right? You can't go into the heavenlies without your feet being going, okay, I can do this. I can release my spirit and stop trying to control everything. I should have heard an amen on that one. Okay? Because we're so accustomed to the status quo. Don't shake the boat.
Amen.
Don't shake the boat. It's time to shake the boat.
Amen.
Okay? I'm back into verse 10. A person who has had a bath needs only to wash his feet. His whole body is clean, and you are clean, though not every one of you. For he knew who was going to betray him. And that was why he said not everyone was clean. When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to the place, to his place. Do you understand what I have done for you? He asked them. You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so. For that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you should also wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. I tell you the truth, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them. Gino used to say that's the 11th commandment. You will be what?
Blessed.
If you do them. Well, I don't know if I'm comfortable about this now. And you can argue with yourself for the next 3-4 weeks. It won't do you too much good. But what the Holy Spirit did in that room when I was pondering about putting my sneaker on, he said, why do you think that you have been declared clean and you still declare yourself unclean? Your religious mind has to go. And your faith has to grow. And you need to know that what I've done for you has cleansed you from top to bottom. So when you have your foot in that warm water tonight, you're not just being washed in one foot. It's your walk for the days ahead. And as you go forward in the days ahead, he will continue revealing to you some of the things he wants. And yes, there may be words of knowledge that you receive. Take them to the bank instead of arguing.
Amen.
Write them down.
Yes.
Because they're for you.
Amen.
And wait for him to confirm if it's not a confirmation. If it is a confirmation, then take it to the bank. Rejoice and give thanks for what you're about to receive. Because his plan for us is not to be stifled. It is for us to receive what he gave us as an example. Say, I will be blessed.
I will be blessed.
If I do
What Jesus showed us how to do.
What Jesus showed us how to do.
He gave us an example.
He gave us an example.
It's really a commandment.
It's really a commandment.
Do as I showed you.
Do as I showed you.
And I will.
And I will.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
For those of you who are listening to this message, my suggestion is that if you have someone with you, that you consider getting some water and washing the feet of each other. Blessings to both. Bye-bye. To both. Bye-bye. To both.